KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, a thin veil of clouds overhead, and we're looking forward to a partly cloudy today, a high of 60, currently 34 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Information provided by the Iowa Secretary of State's office indicates that Tom Moore, a Republican from Griswold, has won a special election to fill a vacant Iowa House District 21 seat. The vacancy was created by the death in October of Jack Drake, a Republican from Griswold. According to the poll results, Moore received a total of 1,409 votes. His opponent, Democrat Tim Ennis of Corning, received 853 votes. Both men were nominated to run in the special election by separate nominating conventions held last month. The results of the election are unofficial until the votes are canvassed. Here's a county-by-county breakdown of the four counties that were involved in the special election. In Cass County, Tom Moore received just over 69% of the vote, with 730. Ennis received 327 votes. In Adams County, Ennis was the winner with 255 votes to Moore's 189. In Pottawatomie County, just a small section of that county where the district is included, Moore won with 77 votes to Ennis's 16. And in Union County, Moore won with 413 votes to Ennis's 255. Well, the city of Macedonia is under a boil water advisory until at least 3 p.m. on Friday. All the specifics as to why the order was issued are currently not available. According to the Macedonia City Clerk, a boil order is usually placed in effect during periods of waterline repairs or constructions. There's on their website under the same story, there's answers to frequently asked questions with regard to boil orders and boil advisories. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office released details on two recent arrests and one stolen vehicle recovery. Officials said back on Saturday, December the 5th, at around 12:40 p.m., the Sheriff's Office recovered a 2002 Buick LeSabre stolen out of Moline, Illinois. The vehicle was found parked in the 400 block of East 6th Street in Villisca. That theft is still under investigation by both the Moline, Illinois Police Department and Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. And this past Tuesday, officers arrested 26-year-old Michael Allen Thorne of Atlantic on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear on a third-degree burglary and third-degree theft charge. Thorne was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond. And deputies arrested 54-year-old Ronald Dean Kammerer Jr. of Red Oak on a Pottawatomie County warrant for failure to appear on non-payment of child support order. Kammerer Jr. was being held on $1,000 bond. An autopsy has determined the identity of a woman whose body was found last Wednesday in rural Union County. Authorities say a hunter discovered the body of 37-year-old Loretta Dillinger of Thayer in a pond northwest of Lorimore. The cause of death has not been released, but it is being treated as suspicious. A bow hunter found Dillinger's body partially submerged in a farm pond so deep in the timber that it couldn't be seen from the roadway. The body was partially decomposed. Dillinger's car was found nearby. There was no missing persons report filed, and investigators are trying to figure out the last time anyone saw the woman. Officials of the DCI and Department of Public Safety continue to assist the Union County Sheriff's Office with their investigation. A city in Pottawatomie County will need help from emergency services from neighboring communities after 12 members of its volunteer fire department resigned. A consultant for the city of Neola said the firefighters quit Monday night and four remain. Clint Victor said that the Neola will be covered temporarily by fire departments in Minden and Underwood. Victor says that he expects the city to hire new firefighters over the next several months. A state audit report this year said the former city clerk in Neola misspent more than $230,000 over 5 years. About $47,000 was linked to the fire department's bank account. The Daily Nonpareil reports emails between Neola's acting fire chief and the mayor-elect showed suggestions by the mayor to streamline how firefighters would be hired in the future. And the Iowa Transportation Commission on Tuesday approved nearly $9.3 million in total funding for 44 separate projects from Iowa's Traffic Safety Improvement Program, or TSIP. Among the projects is the east pavement widening of County Road H-34 in Montgomery County. The commission approved $500,000 toward the $695,644 total cost of the project. And in Crawford County, $500,000 was approved toward the $1.7 million cost of work at the intersection of the Donna Reed Road, or County Road M36, with U.S. Highway 30 and County Road E53. The program was created in 1987 for the purpose of increasing traffic safety on all of Iowa's roadways. In the funeral announcements, Audrey Getch, age 90, of Griswold and formerly of the Atlantic and Red Oak areas, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Audrey Getch will be today at 11 a.m. at the Warner Funeral Home in Spencer. Gene Hans Moore, age 95, of Waukee and formerly of Avoca, died Monday. Funeral services for Gene Moore will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Faye Enan, age 99, of Atlantic and formerly of Wyota, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Faye Enan will be this Friday at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Gail Whitey Peterson, age 82, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Whitey Peterson will be Friday at 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. And Dolores Wilkinson, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Dolores Wilkinson will be Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.